Good afternoon, everyone, and good afternoon, chaps. Welcome to the Green Arrow podcast, proudly now sponsored by So Rare, the revolutionary new fantasy football Premier League game where you can win tickets to a Premier League match by entering and winning our So Rare Premier League mini league. If you enter for free via our exclusive link in the description below, in addition to your free standard cards, you will also get a limited card to enter in your team, but only if you use the link below, the hub link. We're also now giving away weekly prizes such as Premier League tickets and limited cards. So jump on, have a go, and see what it's all about. The very best of luck. And don't forget, the winner gets a pair of Premier League tickets. Go ahead and join the fun for absolutely free. On to FPL, and it's double game week fever once again. Rich loves that, don't you, Rich?
I do.
Adam, welcome back. And what colour is your arrow so far in game week 33? A bit confusing because we're still mid-game week, aren't we?
I don't know because I'm not interested in checking until the end of the game week. So I think it's pretty sad.
Are you not someone that regularly tweets their midweek rank?
He is.
It's pretty sad, isn't it? I mean, it's put it this way: it's not good because I've only had returns from Solly March, who was a last minute replacement for Bruno, so that could backfire. Everyone in the world's got Haaland as captain, so I'm on 49 points by the way, and I started Raya in goal. He's got a nice 9-pointer, so it's not brilliant. I mean, I suppose the good news is I've got Kane to go, and I think his ownership's diminished a little bit because a few more people have got Salah. But Kane, Rashford and Trippier, but yeah, it's not been a good game week. And so look forward to the next double.
So you scored 49. You're the only one of us on a green arrow, and we, you kind of open the show with what a rubbish game week you're having.
Doing that well,
unbelievable. But 49 points. Raya was the one for you, wasn't it? I would probably say a bit unexpected clean sheet, but Rich and I, when we come onto our teams now, we'll be feeling the pain a little bit.
You say everyone said this unexpected clean sheet, but. Chelsea are absolutely, they've got a terrible attack at the moment. They could, they couldn't hit a barn door. They're absolutely awful. So anybody, I know the clean sheet odds favoured Chelsea over Brentford, but for me, Raya is one of the best, he's the best goalkeeper for saves, the best goalkeeper for bonus. Chelsea aren't going to score, but they're probably going to have a lot of shots and possession. It was, for me, I think Raya was a really, really good pick this week.
As approved.
So, exactly. So I think, but I know a few people have just gone just off the clean sheet odds, but there's more to it for keepers because and I think the way Brentford set up as well helps Raya because they always, and particularly with the back five. So I think he's a good pick. I think he's a good pick going forwards as well, particularly if you've got someone to rotate him with.
Fair enough. Rich, welcome back. What colour is your arrow so far in game week 33? Oh,
very much a red so far. I think my midweek rank, which obviously I don't tweet about, is has doubled, I think, since the beginning of the week. So it's gone from 4K to about 8K. However, I have hope. I have six players left. And I think out of all the content creators league, of which there's about sort of 55 people in it, I'm got the most players left to play this game week. So I've got six. I've got Bruno, who hopefully, hearing he has travelled with the squad. So hopefully
with his crutches,
start the game. Luke Shaw and Marcus Rashford. So really sort of hoping, I guess, for a good performance from Man United tonight. Still got Harry Kane, so don't mind a Kane goal. And the Newcastle duo. So none of my defenders have played yet. So Trippier and Botman as well. So hoping that later on I can recover some of the lost ground. So I haven't given up completely. But yeah, so if I can get to sort of 50 points, 55 points, I'll be content.
And 19 points on the bench this week so far, Rich.
Yeah, I've been accumulating a lot of points on the bench. Obviously, Solly March was kind of put there as a bit of a cover, expecting to get him in for Bruno, because obviously we saw the picture with him with his feet on a cushion a couple of days ago, and all of a sudden he's out of the Rooney boot and he's going to play. You know, he's never missed a game, has he, for Man United in the league?
Not through injury, he hasn't. Yeah. I think he's been suspended a few times.
Oh, yeah. But... yeah, possibly. Possibly. Yeah. But yeah, good at leaving points on the bench. Even Henry got something. And of course, I went for the homekeeper and played the logical move. And there's Raya's 9-pointer sitting looking.
Don't trust Chelsea, Rich.
I know. No, he's awful.
I'm on 41 minus 4 so far. I had to take a hit to bring back in Rashford and Haaland. I had Bowen. I mean, what a finish that was last night. It was a superb finish, wasn't it? And like, what's Van Dijk all about? I just don't understand the hype. He turned his back for the goal they actually conceded. He turned his back on the one that Bowen scored. He's the most overrated defender in the world, and that is going to upset a lot of people, but I think it's true. I just don't understand the hype with him. Anyway, yeah, other than that, just bits and pieces. Started Kepa. I've still got big Dom Solanke to play this evening. I think I've got 4 left, so not really hopeful of much, honestly. Botman, Trippier, Rashford and Solanke, only the 4 left for me. So not the best week, but on to the most important thing of the week. And it's the final time that we will look at the Spaffometer for the 22-23 season. Rich, do you want to just give us a bit of a lowdown if you've got it in front of you?
Yeah, we haven't done a pod. We didn't do a pod since we played our free hits. So Adam and I played our free hits last week. It seems like an age ago now because we've had another deadline in between, which we've obviously made transfers for. But I got 69 points on my free hit, which was slightly above the average and enough for a small green arrow at the time. I think you've rated my homework there, Fergie, and given me a meh, but I'm not going to contest that. I think that's accurate. I think if you got over 70 on free hit, you'd be reasonably happy, and you would have had one of the key differentials come in for you, like a Castagna or a Sam Johnston or Ivan Toney or Izak, for instance. Yeah, there were several free hit picks that came in. If you had two out of those 4 or 5, then you will have got in the 70s. That's what it felt like anyway. You did slightly better, didn't you, Ad?
Yeah, I think mine has to be an absolute success because my team was set up to get 20. I'd have got 23 points. I just worked it out. I got 73. Yeah. I do think 50 plus 50 points. No, I'm joking. Yeah. I think it's I would say I don't think it was I've had better free hits, but I've had a lot worse. So I think I'd rate it as good. I think it's a bit better than Matt, but not quite.
I think it is as well because I think it's all context as well. Like on my one looking back now, as much as I hate to admit it, on my one looking back, I scored net 9. I scored 60 minus 8 in game week 32, and obviously if I'd have had the free hit, I could have worked everything around differently. I also wouldn't have had to take a hit this week to get Haaland and Rashford back. So I think kind of with all that in mind, look at your rank, Adam, where you were, you know, around game week 25-26, and look at where you are now, where you'll finish. The overall way I think you both have played the chips has been successful. You can't really look at a free hit in isolation. I don't think it's all around what it does.
The timing was right, wasn't it, for it? You know, it was a blank. Agreed. And we haven't seen the game week 34 free hitters yet, and they could and probably should, you know, just about beat, you know, the non-free hitters this week. But
it all depends what they scored in 32 as well. This is what I mean about it's that butterfly effect, isn't it? If they took a minus 12 to get 11 out in thing, it just, you know, it conjures it out, don't it? But Wildy says Adam Spaffcroft. I don't think I agree with that, but it's a good name.
I don't agree with that. I think other than the triple captain chip,
I think
I've played the chips very well this season, and it's annoying because the triple captain chip, I remember saying if Rashford has 2 home games. And I just got caught up with the excitement. That was it. And because
I remember the pause.
And I got jealousy. I thought, well, if you're triple captain and I'm not missing out, and I wish I'd have saved it. And you know, it was probably the only part of the season where Haaland was slightly not at the level that he's at now. And then so
I think overall, Adam's got a bin for his triple captain. We could probably upgrade his mare to a smashed it, I think, for a free hit with the wider context, I think, and smash wildcard, smash Ben's boost. I binned my triple captain, binned my free hit, smashed the wildcard, a bench boost. Rich had a mare on his triple captain because he got terms a couple more. I'm still not sure. Being
Haaland.
On, I think so. Yeah,
Haaland. Yeah, Haaland in a double. Just about. You know, I think he got that was the one where Mahrez took the penalty with him on the pitch, and he went off with an injury in the first
the
game.
One, that's the one.
And then he managed to get a goal in the Arsenal match, the harder of the two fixtures. But yeah, I mean, just about got a mare with a return. But yeah, that was dubious. I mean, I think out of the three of us, Adam has won. If you look at his ranking, has gone from like 300k to 32k in 7 weeks. That is excellent. That's excellent progress.
Well played, Mr. Spafcroft. Absolutely fantastic.
do you know what? I think that I'm not sure how many in the top 100 or top 500k have got it left, but a triple captain this week, I think, would be absolutely great. Good. And I think we were so, I'm just thinking back now, I think it's because we were so keen to use that triple captain week between 21 and 23. And I know probably the Rashford's the only one that really worked out. I think we could have been a bit more patient and thought, well, because I think we thought, oh, well, all the chips are going to be tied up or later on in the season.
Get it out of the way, that old chestnut.
That's what it was. And, you know, we should have kept, I think holding, the good thing with the triple captain chip is you don't need any preparation for it as well, do you? So
I kind of agree, but I also think it's easy in hindsight. You know, he could have obviously, you know, if he'd have got three returns in the two games, we would have been laughing, wouldn't we? It just so happened, as you say, the only time of the season when he was slightly off it. So I think the way that everything was lined up, I think, you know, it's one of those where the decision was sound, but the outcome just wasn't what you wanted.
Yeah,
I personally don't.
It doesn't have a huge impact, I don't think.
Just before we move on, let's say hello to the chat. Johnny A was the first one to join. Welcome, Johnny. Jan Kalioski, Kaliokoski is in FPL Snakes and Ladders. It says, always missed the live streams, but got here today. Hello, I'm 1974, asks about hits. How many hits are people taking? We'll touch on that in a little bit. Jack B is in, Helga, Graham Fairbrother, Maro Zaraski, Greg Williams, Ron, Esper Seth, Kaiser Sose, Steed Scotia, Phil Wright, so many in. Absolutely great to see you all in the chat. And let's just have a look forward then now to the coming weeks. Are we now able to fit all the fixtures in to one screen for the rest of the season? We really are coming to the end, aren't we? Just 5 game weeks left. That's mental. It doesn't feel like there's only 5 left. These last 3 have come and gone really, really quickly, haven't they? Because the midweek one. But Brighton, top of the ticker, unsurprisingly, with 3 doubles left in 5 game weeks. So triple up on Brighton looks definitely on the cards if we haven't already. Man United double twice, and also in that time they've got pretty nice home game. They've also got home games against Wolves and Fulham in that period as well. Man City double twice with good fixtures in between. Home to Leeds, away to Everton, away to Brentford, last game of the season. Liverpool next with the double this week. Back-to-back home games this week, then a home game the week after as well. And we know Liverpool at home are a different beast to what they are away.
Yeah.
Before we start looking a little bit further down, Aston Villa, Adam, their fixtures take a bit of a turn for the worse. A lot of people own Ollie Watkins. What's your thinking on him this week?
I think he could do... I think the game could suit him. So he's done... I think he's returned against every top six or the traditional top six team this season. So you saw what he did against Newcastle. He got... I'm pretty sure he got an assist versus United at Villa Park. He scored against City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool. So, and he actually scored at Old Trafford in the League Cup. So, yeah, I think he's, I think he could do well. I think if Villa are going to get anything, we'll get space, which we didn't really get against Fulham. So, I think he could do okay. But do you start him this week? There's probably going to be better options with better fixtures or more fixtures.
And away to Wolves stuff as well, isn't it? It seems I tell you what, I would love my wild card this week just to set yourself up so well for because look at the teams we're targeting now. They're all the teams have got all these fixed at the end of the season, haven't they? It'd be so nice to do a triple up. Mind you, I say that we've got a fair few players already from Brighton, United, City, Liverpool, and stuff.
It's more the mix you'd play. Yeah, on the exactly. Wild card, isn't it? Exactly. We set our team 7 weeks ago, yeah. And you can see the wear and tear in it now. And change a few.
You would.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
What's your take, Rich? You know, on the final few weeks on.
Yeah, a few thoughts. Obviously, City's performance last night was masterful, wasn't it? They were completely in charge. The issue with City players is the looming rotation that nobody knows, nobody out there, or even the correspondents who second guess the team every week, and you know that gets consolidated. You know, then they get, you know, there's games coming up. They're still in the Champions League. They've got a massive game with Real Madrid coming up, I think just after the Leeds game, which is in game week 35. Two legs, and then I think they've got Everton after that. So the problem is they've got lovely fixtures, but that massive Champions League semi-final that's in between those two fixtures, and or either side of those two fixtures, and therefore players like Kevin De Bruyne, who I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, some of the key defenders who are doing well, like John Stones and stuff, they are going to get a rest. They're going to get either rested in between the two Real Madrid legs, yeah, or, you know, for that Leeds game to make sure they're fresh for the first leg. So even though it looks like they've got a double game week, they might not play both games. And so there is a little bit of an asterisk with City players, I think, that you don't have to have three because there are other options and who are going to play. The Liverpool players are much more easy to predict. You know, most of the ones you want are going to get starts. Similarly, Brighton are a very settled side. Their players don't get rotated. And most of us who wildcarded a while ago are loaded up on United. So it is... it is interesting. You know, I do like all four of the teams, and it with a few hits, which we'll talk about again in a bit, you know, it should be possible to get to a nice team this week.
Adam, what's your thoughts on the remainder of the season?
To be honest, I think we're getting to the stage now where I think we'll start to see teams being fairly similar to each other because of the number of fixtures that teams have got left. Yeah, so same. With Man United, Man City, Liverpool's fixtures have got a good run in, Brighton, Newcastle's double. I think we're going to see fairly similar teams.
I think so.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think because I've used all my chips now, I wouldn't say the excitement's gone, but yeah, it's good. I think it will be tough to differentiate.
Yeah,
it will.
In terms of looking at some players then for the coming weeks, we've picked out a few transfer targets for this week. Right smack bang in the middle, fresh one. We hadn't really talked about much of the last few weeks in Kevin De Bruyne, who put an absolutely wonderful performance in last night. Rich, you also picked out Salah, Trent, Edison and Isaac, who I know we've been talking about a little bit. Just interestingly, if you remember last week, the Hub AI algorithm picked out Isaac over Watkins and we all kind of poo-pooed it. And Isaac came up trumps, didn't he, against Spurs, so it did well there. But yeah, in terms of your thoughts, guys, Adam, if I come to you first on your key targets now going to the game, not just obviously for yourself, but for everyone, who would be, you know, your kind of 1, 2, 3 of players to have your eye on and bring in?
Number one is real. I'll do it in reverse order. In number
it's exciting.
Three. So it may exactly. So I think the ones that I'm really targeting this week, I think in reverse order of importance, I think Salah 3. I think the three home games. This is where I think Salah v De Bruyne is an interesting one. And I think there's an opportunity to go Salah this week, have the three home games, because I think there's a chance De Bruyne could be rested versus Leeds. I also think certain games suit De Bruyne, the high energy games, how Arsenal and the patterns of press last night, it enabled De Bruyne to play a bit more of a free role, and they had Gundogan sitting back to control the game. So I wasn't too surprised to see De Bruyne, and De Bruyne does incredibly well at home as well, and City have got a few away games coming up. So I think for me, Salah edges it. Number two would be a Liverpool defender, would be Trent Alexander-Arnold. I just think he's getting in the groove, seems to be getting an assist every match. And with the playing Fulham, now Fulham against Villa were awful, particularly first half. And then second half, they pressed a lot better. They looked a bit more energised and made it difficult. But they had one shot which came in the first minute. I'm not talking shots on target. I'm not talking shots. They had one shot the whole game. Now, part of that is Villa, but they do look a bit toothless in front of goal. So I think there could be a clean sheet in that game for Liverpool. So I think Trent is it. But I think the most important signing from my side, and I've been really impressed with this player, and you're not going to, I don't think it's anybody that you would think of, but this player is key because he's massively a team player. I feel that where I want to go with my structure, my team, is going to be absolutely critical. And so for me, Sam Greenwood is my number one target.
Brilliant. I love that.
I think I
put him on the shortlist, but maybe you couldn't find a picture of him, Fergie.
Well, that
the reality is, and there is some context to this, is I think he's the one. I mean, I'm certain I'm bringing Trent in, but I think from structure point of view, to set yourself up and have a dead forward spot is quite a good idea, in my opinion. I've looked at it in midfield with Pereira as well, but I prefer the forward spot. If you do like a planner going forwards, things like game week 36, which I think is the Newcastle double and Brighton double.
Yes, you've got a bench Trent and stuff, haven't you? Yeah,
exactly. So you may as well take one player out of the equation, free up the cash. And I think I prefer the 4-5-1, 3-5-2 type scenario. So he is almost certain. You know, when you say transferring out Kane to Greenwood, it doesn't sound great, does it? But I think it sets up all the other moves. Yeah. The alternative was looking at, I mean, I did consider, because I wasn't all in on Salah. I was considering going Jota and Gakpo, and I actually prefer that for this week. I think that's more exciting. I think going with the Liverpool triple up, but it's the structure, because then you've got eight attackers, so you're having benching problems. But then I can't get to De Bruyne because my team is too
spread out. Oh, you mean off Salah later on? You mean?
Yeah, I think if I went Jota and Gakpo instead of going Salah and Greenwood, it's just the structure I can't get to De Bruyne later on. And I'm going to have a benching headache. And I just think the setup, it's cleaner to just bin a spot. But I think that for me, that Salah to De Bruyne move is quite a good one, because in 37, obviously De Bruyne has got a double. I think one of them is Chelsea at home, which to me is a Kevin De Bruyne game.
Absolutely.
That's a definite De Bruyne game. Mm. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Interesting.
What about the keeper spot, Adam? We've got Edison up here. There's a lot of people stuck with Raya and Kepa. Or someone of that ilk. Steele obviously looks good going forward. But what about Edison or someone else? What's your thinking on keepers?
Yeah, this is my dilemma this week. Is I have 0.1. I could make moves to go, and my plan at the moment is to go Chilwell, Martinelli and Kane to Trent, Salah and Greenwood. And I've got 0.1, enough money or by 0.1 to make the Raya to Edison move. I think City...
For a minus eight.
Yeah, for a minus eight. But I'm looking at it in isolation. It's a minus four to make that move.
Yeah.
So I could make it this week. And there's two ways of looking at it. You could look at it as, well, psychologically, Ray is playing Nottingham Forest at home and has plus four in his second game week that we've made up, versus and then I could bring it, and then I've got, because I've got Everson, I think I can play him away to Fulham the weekend. There's options there around it, and then then I'd free up funds when I bought in Isak for Watkins, and potentially I could do that Ederson move a little bit further down the line if I wanted to. So I'm not sure on it. I mean, it looks good on paper. It's probably got a 12-point ceiling, but then Raya could probably get 7 or 8 points comfortably at home to Forest, couldn't he? So,
well, they've lost Brennan, haven't they? Brennan Johnson is out, isn't he, as well? Their key striker, I think, is injured now.
Yeah, and I think Brentford defensively are good, and they're good particularly against physical teams. I mean, Forest, you've seen with the long throw, and that, you know, I think they've got a lot of how their attacking play involves some elements of, you know, it's all being physical, and I feel that Brentford could deal with that, and Raya could deal with it, and the potential could be a clean sheet there. So when you factor in the 4 points in isolation for this week, I'm not sure. And I'm just thinking,
good point.
But there aren't meant, but I like Steele. A Steele would be, if I didn't have a Estupian, I would bring in Steele this week.
So that's an option for me, because I've not gone, since wildcard, I've never gone three Brighton. And I always earmarked this week as being the week that I go for the third Brighton spot and almost plan that transfer to happen. Mm. Problem is I've obviously got to make a stack more, and I've got some issues in my team. So now I've got to do it for a hit. But, you know, as you say, look at it in isolation, you know, getting three extra games for making that transfer, crazy, aren't you? And I can, you know, with one set of moves, I can actually get rid of Kepa and, you know, and smile as he leaves my team, you know. So actually it has some advantages not having any Chelsea players by moving to Steele. So yeah, he's definitely an option. And at 3.9, you know, you can even generate a bit of cash for other moves with it. So yeah, I really like the Steele. Do you think there's still a chance that Sanchez plays, or do you think the number one thing is decided now?
I think Steele's number one.
I do as well.
But I think there's always a chance that he didn't
start the other week because he had, I can't remember if he was he had a slight knock or he was ill, but it looks like Sanchez playing in the FA Cup, but I think Steele will stay now. They're like, you know, they're fighting for Europe and stuff.
As you say, didn't do him any harm.
No, exactly.
What do you think of the, if we're looking in isolation, because it was a really good question, Fergie, on the Ederson move. Mm. What do you think about those that maybe have got Raya, Kepa, of making that move to Ederson from and it's a, let's assume it's a minus four, or it could be three, but would you do it for a minus four? I think three it becomes more obvious to do, but for a minus four, do you think it's worth it this week?
I always do, because I always just think next week you're going to have another exciting target, and the week after, and the week after. And what you don't want to do is kind of book in transfers when there's only 4 or 5 weeks left. So I would personally be of the thing that they've got the two doubles. Their other fixture really nice as well. If you don't do it this week, you're probably not going to do it till 37, for example, in which case you may want to do a switch around from Salah to De Bruyne. So I just think, why not look for the upside, take advantage early, and then look forward rather than always trying to book in transfers. But that's just a personal way of playing.
He's just not the only game in town. The problem with Ederson, the reason I don't like him, is first of all, he's very expensive, you know, and you can use that million elsewhere to, you know, not on a keeper, but on an outfield player. And it just doesn't make any saves. You know, there's like one a game, you know, for the occasional time that the other team gets a chance. But it is, you know, and they have been consistently conceding. A goal a game for, like, I think it's one clean sheet in 10. I was looking at it earlier because it's clearly an option. But one clean sheet in 10, even for the best team here. I personally just think there's there's better value elsewhere. Yeah. And even just sitting on Raya, because it's got Forest at home, is arguably the easiest fixture this week, and people are thinking about selling him. So it's not really not an easy decision, is it? No, it's really not. tough one to
make. I think with City as well, though, I do think now the whole narrative of them chasing and having to get the results has now changed. I think they'll go into almost like lockdown in terms of just get the win and tie up, whereas they've had to try and chase results, haven't they? So, and City towards the end of the season historically have been tight. So I just expect them to go kind of 1 or 2 in a lap and just keep the ball the rest of the game, whereas that hasn't been the case. So I completely agree with you, Rich, that, you know, and I know from other formats where I've had Edison in, he's an incredibly frustrating thing because he doesn't get any save points. But as you say, they always seem to concede, don't they? But I do think they will just see the season out now. But that's, again, it's a personal thing. Michael Brooker in the chat says Leno would be better value than Edison. Yeah, that's the thing as well. It's just the saves, you know, the odds of things, the clean sheets. There are other options.
I think if we were to say, though, so this is on the flip side to this, there aren't many Man City defenders to trust, are there? So if City are going to keep a clean sheet, it's the one that, you know, that you can rely on. And lords of averages are, because if you look at the XGC of City, the Leicester game was a bit of a fluke, but if you look at it before, but if I take that, so in 0.48, the one before, Southampton 0.35, Liverpool 0.33, Palace 0.17, Newcastle 0.43. So their XGC has been fine.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll try and see out matches a little bit more. So, if I said to you, you could get a Man City defender, and they'd play every game, you'd probably think, well, I'll go for it. I just don't. I think Reyes fixtures, and I have got Everson to rotate him with, but I suppose you're getting the extra fix. I know I'm getting extra fixtures, don't I, with Edison? So, It could be a good one for him to part my team after that Chelsea one, actually. Thanks for your service. Yeah. But unfortunately we're gonna have to say goodbye. I don't know. I see Fergie's point on that if I don't do it this week, it may not be until game week. And I don't think
this is the week. If you're gonna swap the keeper, you do it this week. Otherwise you stay with Kepa and Raya or whoever your combination is, and you ride it out. You know, this is definitely because you're just getting the extra fixtures and the hit is lessened.
And if you were to tell me that if I was to do the move this week and I'd be net 1 point down, I'd be happy, possibly even 2 points down, because I know that I've got those extra games going forwards, and I'm not being priced because I'll be priced out of doing it in 35 and 36 likely. So I'll have to wait till I bring Isak in. So yeah, it's some good points there, guys.
Rich, what's your thoughts on Salah versus De Bruyne ahead of game week 34? It's probably not a conversation we would have had a few days ago a week ago maybe, but he's looked pretty, the Belgian has looked pretty fantastic these last two. What is it? Two goals and four assists in his last three. What's your thinking?
I think, obviously, we don't quite know if Bruno's in the clear yet, but when it wasn't looking good yesterday, I was definitely looking at bringing them both in for a hit, you know, off Kane to fund it. So selling Fernandes and Saka, I think, in combination with Kane, it was doable. So for a -4, you can get them both in the midfield, but it would leave me with a, you know, very weakened defence against the rest. You have to make compromises to support a threemium with De Bruyne, Salah, and Haaland. It will still leave you short, even if you go to the dud like Greenwood. It will still be difficult to get everyone you want. You couldn't have Trent, for instance, as well. You know, you have to make sacrifices elsewhere. So I think I'm looking at Salah. I think most people will have to choose unless they're on a wild card. If I was on a wild card, I'd have them both. I would go for Salah. The three home games in a row, and you know the option to captain him if we hear Haaland's getting a rest, for instance, in game week 35 or something. Because I think City's the first game up, so we might get team leagues and stuff like that. So just looking ahead, if you hear Haaland's bench, you need a good vice captain, and Salah just fills that role and is arguably, if you're chasing, a good differential captain. So I'm still getting Salah, no doubt, 100%. I'll just try and survive not having KDB just yet.
Just looking at the stats, Adam, before I come to you. So in the last four game weeks, so Salah's played four times, four goals, no assists, 19 shots, six on target, 18 shots in the box, an XG of 3.2, an XA of over one, six big chances, five key passes, one big chance created. Pretty good showing there from Salah. De Bruyne, on the other hand, has played three times, two goals, four assists, six shots, only the two on target. So both goals he scored have been his only shots on target. Three shots in the box compared to Salah's 18. Only an XG of 0.36, an XA of 2.29. Five big chances created and nine key passes. Looking at the stats, it would point to, over the last 4 weeks anyway, Salah has been a far better option. I saw as well, wasn't... KDB, he's currently flagged at the moment. Exactly. He came off last night. But what's your thoughts, Adam? And you know, I know you like both, but if you were to pick one, as many of our watchers and listeners will be doing potentially, which one would you go for?
I think Salah's got three home games in a row, so Salah, easy. I think De Bruyne's matches, I don't particularly like him for De Bruyne, because I think particularly West Ham, I think they'll sit deep behind the ball, make it quite difficult for City, and I don't think it suits the high energy necessarily of De Bruyne. So for me, my plan, as we mentioned earlier, is quite simple. It'll be Salah for the next. So I'll bring in Salah this week. And then the plan will be in game week 30. Let's have a look with Leicester. Possibly game week. Yeah, it'll be game week 37. I'll then do, or I'll consider doing Salah to De Bruyne.
The double.
Yeah, for the double. I'm not 100% on that, but that would be a loose plan, and it would, So yeah, I think that's what I'm planning at the moment.
I think that's the important thing is that I think my team's going to be light on City players this week, and that doesn't feel great when you're going up against wild carders and free hitters and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean you're without City players for the rest of the season. You can still get them with free transfers. It's actually quite difficult to use free transfers after this week, so you can definitely earmark one or two for City players later, once maybe the Champions League games are out of the way and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think it is hard to pick City players this week. I think other than Edison and Haaland, there's doubts over De Bruyne. I mean, he got a knock. I think he'll be fine, but or he felt his hamstrings. I think he'll be okay. But I'm not sure who else would pick from City at the moment, because I prefer Salah. So therefore, you're not going to, most aren't going to be able to stretch to De Bruyne. And Grealish, I think, from an FPL perspective, I think he's a great footballer, but I don't think he's not as ruthless, and he doesn't have the shot volume. So he'll trickle along with assists. So I think I don't see him exploding or anything like that. So he's not really an option for me. I think there's better options elsewhere, looking at Brighton, looking at Man United, Liverpool, etc. Even someone like Gakpo would prefer to Grealish. So, yeah, And then defensively, who's going to play? It's just that... And actually, most of my spots with bringing in Trent will be taken up. So it's only really the goalkeeper. So, yeah, Alvarez possibly. But
it'd be a punt, wouldn't it? It'd be a punt.
It would be a big punt. And he's not really had the minute. I think Haaland starts all the matches and just gets taken off. Yeah. And that's the pattern that Hep has followed. It's not as if he's like doing loads and loads and loads of running. What my, the logic for me would be, just keep playing him 60 minutes and keep him fresh and keep him scoring goals and take him off if need be. So, yeah, he's I think for me, I'm not too worried on City.
Look, what do you think, Fergie?
On who? Sorry, on City.
On Salah v KDB.
Oh, I'm Salah all day. Looking at, especially, you know, and looking at the stats, it's backed it up. Like, De Bruyne's two goals have come from his only two shots on target. Shots in the box, 18 versus 3. Salah on penalties as well. The three home games.
We don't know. Do we know that Salah's on penalties? Has that been confirmed?
I don't think so, but I'd be very surprised if someone took it ahead of him while he's still on the pitch. I'd be absolutely amazed. Yeah.
I'm not sure after his last two penalties. I'm not sure that's a selling point.
No, that's fair enough. Well, yeah, you're right. looking at predicted points from now until the end of the season now to kind of look, we've hit that point now, all the blanks are out of the way, now game 33 is out of the way, where we can actually look properly at what this is going to look like until the end of the season. Haaland, obviously top, 47.2. Salah, 41.8. Rashford, 41.2. Bruno Fernandes, so quite high up, 38.9. Then you've got McAllister, March and Mitoma, all much of a muchness on in between 35 and 38 points. I do like the triple up there. I wish I could get to it. De Bruyne, 34.8. Gundogan, Grealish, 34. Trent, 32. Kane, 30. And then Diaz, Trippier, Steele, Robertson, Isaac, Edison, Mahrez, and Akanji. A complete mishmash there. All around kind of 29 or 30 points. So as we, you know, as we mentioned at the start, really, very, very heavily concentrated on Brighton, Man City, Man United, and Salah. With the odd sprinkling of Newcastle and Harry Kane, that is it. That's what the algorithm expects, the kind of, you know, the best teams to sort of look at for the rest of the season. Richard, do you think is anyone missing off there, or any surprises at all?
Well, I think there's one or two players we might talk about later on that are not on here because of, you know, just expected minutes, I think, because you know, they're returning from injury, or they may be we've got to start looking for differentials, and there's a few on there, like Gundogan, you would say was a differential, you know. De Bruyne is definitely a differential in the higher ranking tiers. Diaz of Liverpool is coming back. You know, he's going to start games soon. So, you know, I've been advising a few people this week about, you know, who aren't happy with their rank, and they've got a team that looks like everybody else is. Yeah. You know, you're not going to gain a huge amount by just having a team that's the same as everybody else. And if we go into, you know, this week, and everyone's got three City, three United, three Brighton, two Liverpool, we're all going to score roughly the same amount of points, aren't we? So you are going to have to be a bit brave and start bringing in some punts from elsewhere if you want to get going. So I won't spoil the Fergie as a punt this week, but it's an absolute corker, and I'll let you announce that down the line. But he's not on this list. Certainly, we've mentioned, I think Adam mentioned Alvarez. He's someone I am looking at. I like that. I can just about afford it. Obviously, it's always team specific, but if you can still get your moves done, your main targeted moves done, Trent, Salah, I can get Trent, Salah, and Alvarez in, and, you know, get that done, and then have Alvarez as like my eighth player. Because if we get news that he's starting, for instance, you can just bring him in, and, you know, he can sit on the bench for most of the time. But actually, that's more useful as a differential than having Greenwood on there, for instance. So I'm just thinking that maybe Alvarez is a cheeky way to get an extra City player, even though, you know, absolutely, other people will say, oh, don't be ridiculous, he's not going to start games. Absolutely. But he could start in two out of the next three game weeks,
exactly,
around that Real Madrid game. So for a short term, he could be excellent. He could be really good.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's high risk, high reward, personally. It could be 2 points for two games, but then if he does start one or he gets decent minutes, could really pay off.
Interesting. After Haaland, the next nine players in that list are all midfielders, which just goes to show, doesn't it, the absolute domination of midfielders this season has been absolutely unbelievable on that list. A couple of shouts for Jota in the chat off Mike Denker and Russell. Surprised that Jota's not in it. It's just his minutes. Like, say, I thought he looked incredibly dangerous last night. How he didn't score last night, I don't know. And then obviously got brought off early. So, you know, the expected minutes do, you know, are a massive factor in this. And there's a couple of people saying for Luke Shaw as well. Dallow maybe. I know Wan-Bissaka is stealing minutes.
What about poor Darwin? Do we think Darwin's going to get a start? I mean, there's nothing. He's fit, isn't he?
It's just minutes at the moment. We can't. It's crazy. And Luis Diaz is back now as well, isn't he? This is why it's so hard to call that Liverpool front line. Don't know who it's going to be. I do think that Gakpo is fairly assured. Personally, you know, he's playing well, scored an absolute screamer last night, looks reasonably integral.
As long as he keeps scoring, I can't see him getting dropped.
Exactly.
But, he could score 1 point on free hit, of course, for most of us. But
I think if Bruno's out, which we'll know at some point, if he is out and he is injured and he's just gone to support the team tonight, I like the Bruno to Gakpo move.
Mm. Yeah, agree.
I think I like, and the reality is because they've got Brentford the weekend, they've got three home games, so they've got Tottenham, Fulham, Brentford. If he plays two and a half of those, you'd be happy, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I really like it. It like I said, it's a shame. I when I planned out my moves, I did try and do the Jota and Gakpo instead of Salah and Greenwood, but it just makes it more difficult and it makes it inflexible and. It's not how I like to play. Although I think Jota and Gakpo are both great options this week.
We've just had a request to discuss about free hit strategy for this week, which players to target and some good punts. And as if by magic, we have the Double Game Week 34 Hub AI free hit team come up now. So this is what is generated by our Hub AI algorithm, and it reads Edison in goals, Adam. Ruben Dias, Andy Robertson and Trent. So a pretty stellar back line there. And obviously the reason it can do that is this gone for the treble midfield of Brighton of McAllister, March and Matoma, which is pretty hard to argue at the moment, which are all sandwiched in nicely between Rashford and Salah in midfield. And then the two forwards of Haaland and Ivan Toney fancies this week for when we punt home to Forest. On the bench, De Gea, Vinicius, Lindelof and Zuma. So that is the Hub AI free hit team. Looks pretty decent for this week, I would venture. So in terms of what we were talking about earlier about who's nailed for Man City, the algorithm likes Edison and Ruben Diaz's minutes, which, you know, I think in all fairness, that's probably not right. I think that kind of spine in it of Haaland, Ruben Diaz, Rodri and Edison are pretty nailed. They're the only ones.
Mm.
Rich, what do you think of that team? Looks pretty decent for the week.
I think it's very solid. I couldn't resist having De Bruyne on free hit, assuming he's not injured. I wouldn't have three Brighton. I'd have three Brighton players in a wild card, but I wouldn't have three Brighton midfield players. If just two's fine.
Which Brighton defensive?
I'd probably have a Brighton defender in there, and I'd swap the double City defense. Sounds a bit negative to me. I'd want to go for the goals with City.
Same.
So I'd put a Grealish or a Mahrez or Mahrez is a perfect free hit player. He's a punt. You know, if you put a good first bench there, if he doesn't feature, then. You know, you've got someone coming off the bench, so you want a complete differential that people don't own permanently for good reason. So I'd probably go for, and he's due a game as well. He got a hat trick in the FA Cup, and then he got dropped. Yeah. And he's arguably on penalties when on the pitch as well. So I wouldn't have three Brighton, and I would probably have Jota over Toney because of the double game week. Tony's only got one game, and so I'd have a double game weeker in there in that striker position. But there's a few changes.
Adam, thoughts on that for this week?
I agree with Rich. I'd be tempted. I mean, it depends on. Yeah, I think I'd be tempted to go. I would go treble Liverpool, but it would either Gakpo or Jota to support Salah and Trent. I'd definitely get in on the City attack and take a gamble. Whether it's De Bruyne, whether it's I like Gundogan, I think could be a good option. I don't think he'll play as deep as he did last night. Yeah, but I think other than that, fairly decent team.
I think Tony would be the only one for me. I love the triple Brighton midfield personally. I think if I had to choose two, I'd probably go for March and Mitoma. I think McAllister and that's, you know, slightly withdrawn role is not the best. But yeah, and interestingly, and this is the first time, the Hubby Eye wildcard team is more or less exactly the same, but the only difference is instead of Zuma, it's got Botman, and obviously it's the same because from 34 to 38 now, we're all targeting the same sorts of players, right? So, Rich, I know you touched earlier on you maybe wouldn't have Tony in a wildcard team either. What were the changes you made to wildcard team?
Well, Brentford don't have a double game week, so I would. Although Tony's been great this season, and he's obviously escaped the yellow card suspensions now. I just think you've got to target the doublers. So having someone like Isak in there, you know, who's got a double in 36 and very nice fixture at home to Southampton next week, I think he would trump Tony for me on a wild card. And obviously you can't be as punty with someone like a Jota or a one weaker. So I'd want someone who was going to have double game weeks in that in that second striker position. I probably still would go for a 3-5-2 because of the sheer number of midfield options that we've got. But I would go Isak in that second wild card striker position. And again, I probably would go two Brighton mids and one Brighton defender. I probably wouldn't be able to resist having Steele in there just because he's 3.9 million. And you'd have a lot of money then to spend elsewhere. But Duncan is stupid, and probably I'd go Dunk over a stupid and now just because of surety of starts on the run in, and I'd have Duncan there, and he's only 4.8 as well, so it's more enabling, especially if you're trying to get De Bruyne in. You need that money, so you've got to have some enablers around the team to make it possible to have Salah, De Bruyne, and Haaland, which every wild carder I'm sure will probably go for.
By yourself, Adam, any changes there on that wildcard team?
No, I don't think there'd be. I'd probably just echo what Rich has said.
Yeah,
and I think like I said, it'd be triple Brighton, triple Man United, triple to at least two City, possibly sneaking a third in, and then I'd set you to Newcastle for the double as well. So yeah. But I won't be too far off that.
Let's have a look at the captain this week for game week 34. Interestingly, the Hub predictor predicts Salah to outscore Haaland this week. So Salah 15.3 points, Haaland 13.4, Trent 11.8. The poll on fantasyfootballhub.co.uk, unsurprisingly, Haaland 84.6% of the vote, Salah 11%, De Bruyne 2%. So obviously massively stacked on Haaland. Is there any argument to go against Haaland? Bear in mind, Salah will very likely play 90 in both back-to-back home games against poor defences at the moment, especially Spurs. Or do we trust Haaland to do the business again against Fulham and West Ham?
If you are chasing rank, you're not happy with the tier you're in, you're after a specific mini league or rival that you're looking to catch, the way to make significant ground is to try and get on the right side of some variance, which means going against the herd with the captaincy. It's risky, but how are you going to do it if everybody captains Haaland? It just will not happen for you. And you've seen various content creators who are behind in the ranks. They're trying things. They're trying to go different because they're trying to jump up the rankings. And with only 5 weeks left, I think this is a great opportunity. If you've got a triple captaincy chip left and you're looking to play it, put it on Salah and he smashes it, you could absolutely fly up the rankings. I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm just saying it is definitely in the conversation and it definitely should be considered. It's risky because Haaland is so consistent and he's still broken the game, isn't he? Because you'll just see people Haaland, 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 Haaland for the rest of the season.
Any temptation, Adam, to go with Salah?
Is a temptation. Not for me, but I'm not as big on Salah as other people are, and I think he's always been great, but there are other people that are more pro Mo Salah in general. I can see the benefit of doing it. I quite like going for something even a bit more out there and just gambling on one of the other Liverpool players. But I think Rich's point is really sound logic that everybody, we know the majority of the game, particularly after he scored last night, will captain Haaland. So if you know everyone's doing that, the only way to beat them is to do something different. So I think that makes sense. I think Brighton actually, on paper, two home games. Again, yeah. You could go Matoma, you could go... I think there are other options, but if you're asking me, am I doing it now? I'm going Haaland. I'll let everyone else do it.
I'm so tempted. If I was just playing FPL, just completely like objectively, as in with nothing at stake, I'd be really tempted to go for Salah because I do think that Salah has a good chance this week of outscoring Haaland. I'm tied into some. Things that I play with, yeah, where it massively affects everything. I don't want to just, work hard all season just to ruin it. Exactly.
You're going to do it.
I'm not going to do it in Sky. Absolutely not. No. So yeah, I'll probably go Haaland, but yeah, I don't want to do kind of all my good work and all my all work for the season just on that. So, but yeah, I do think if you are chasing, then Salah is a great pick this week. I can see them destroying Tottenham as it stands, and that's before a home to Fulham game. If they're really good fixtures, Haaland away to Fulham. Don't get me wrong; I think Man City will win, but away games are more difficult. And then they're home to West Ham, who have improved. And Haaland isn't going to play 90 in both games. There's just no way. So I do think there is upside for Salah this week. It's just the risk. But yeah,
it's just for people who are close and involved, then it's exactly the effective ownership that just overwhelms you, isn't it?
It is. Fergie is a punt for double game week 34. We haven't actually mentioned him yet. It's because he's been injured, and it's for those who probably haven't got three Brighton yet. I think I'm only on one at the moment, actually. I got Dunk, so I'm on two. But I do think it's a good shout, similar to the Greenwood shout, just in terms of he is more expensive, but I do think he could be quite explosive come the end of the season now. So I've chucked Evan Ferguson in there, the youngster. My son's name is Ethan Ferguson, so they're very, very close. So he absolutely loves Evan Ferguson. But I mean, three double game weeks.
Fergie really is a punt this week.
He is the punt this week. I love that, Rich.
So, Fergie is the punt.
So they've got like three double game weeks with Everton at home in between. I mean, I think he's a really good punt for, if talking about Green, I'm not sure how much the cost difference is, maybe like half a million or something, maybe 0.6 million or something. But if you are looking for someone who could come off the bench and who could actually be a great player in his own right, he could be good. So I really like Evan Ferguson. I nearly went for him, I think it was game 30, I can't remember, 30 or 31, and he actually scored in the first game, and then he got injured. No, sorry, he was injured for the first game and then scored in the second game or kind of wherever it was. But I think he could be really, really good. Adam, what's your thoughts on Evan Ferguson?
It's just minutes. I think there's quite a bit of competition. not competition, but there's options. There's a couple of other youngsters that and Ciso and the guy that scored last night. So I think there's I wouldn't go there. I think the problem with him is that he's had a few injuries, firstly. And then secondly, you're gonna want to play him every week, particularly in those doubles. And his minutes would worry me. I think potentially going into next season, if he can cement that spot and play more, will be a brilliant option. But yeah, I'm not as convinced, unfortunately. Okay. Why would you go Ferguson when he can go Greenwood?
Well, this might be my transfer. Right?
Rich.
That strongly about him that I may do this. He's 0.5% owned in the top 10K.
Oh.
So if he plays, and De Zerbi has come out and said something like, let me just make sure I get my wording right here. You know, he said,
he's going to score a hat trick on Saturday.
No, he did. He just said, I want and think, you know, he will be ready for Saturday. You know, that means he's going to pick him. You know, if he gets through his training sessions, he's going to pick him. Now, he will have limited minutes, but a start and a sub appearance in a double game week.
It's probably just 90 minutes, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
It's a normal game week.
But nobody else owns him, Ad. So, that's the thing. And if he returns, then you're getting all those points. And that is attractive.
He's a great prospect, yeah.
Yeah, or you've got Greenwood, who's just occupying. You're creating that dead position on purpose. So at least you've got a player there. If things go wrong or you get some injuries, who can do something. And I've never been much one for having a dead third bench, or I don't like to play that way. I know we haven't got long left and it's perfectly valid, but I can, you know, I've got to get a third Brighton, and it actually saves me a transfer. I can get Ferguson, Salah, Trent for Kane, Saka and my broken Nathan Ake. So I can do that for -4, and I like that.
I think, I like him as a player, firstly. I can't dispute that. But I just think as you go further down the line, he's going to give you some benching headaches. I'm going to have Greenwood nice and peaceful on the bench, not giving me any trouble at all, taking his benching as a team player. Whereas Ferguson's going to be kicking his toys out the pram. Start me in my double game week. You know, bench Trent instead. That's what you're going to get. You know, bench Salah instead.
It's getting a bit of love in the chat, I gotta be honest.
They're liking it, are they?
Never give up. FPL says Watkins out, Ferguson in, already done. Yeah. Russell says I might do this. Brighton defence isn't great. And he also says for a free hit is a great shout. Welbeck is injured. I like it this week. It is a I'm putting this as a 1 week punt, but I also think for the rest of the season he's a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get incredibly lucky if he starts banging them in every week and gets picked every week. But he'll probably get how many games? I mean, they've got so many games.
They've got eight games left, exactly.
Yeah, in 5 weeks. I mean, he possibly will start six of them, you know, if he becomes first choice, five or six, you know. So
it's more than Watkins has got left. He's only got five left.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Go for it. There is some upside. I get the merit to it, but
well, the other thing is just no one else. If someone has recently got a third Brighton in, they've gone for Nciso. You know, there's the other young lad. You know, he's more of a sort of number 10, and it's difficult. I get the thing about the bench headaches because I've had a look at it, and I've had a look at as you go through 35, 36. You think, God, I don't want to bench any of them. And that's with Greenwood in the mock-up. So if you put a playable third bench who's got a double game week in there, you know, you really are creating massive issues. And so therefore Steele becomes a much better option because he just, you know, he either plays or he sits on the bench. So it doesn't
create
such a big headache. So anyway, enough about Brighton, but good, very good punt, Fergie. I think you're best of the season, mate.
Oh, thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. Who knows?
To be fair, it's not hard, is it? It's not. It's quite a low bar. So.
we will be getting team news in 10 minutes, interestingly. There is something. A couple of people have put some things in the chat. I haven't seen it yet myself. I don't know whether it's a late thing, but there is a rumour that Isaac may be benched this evening. I'm not sure if they've read it. I've just checked myself and I can't see it yet. So team news and ticks. Who are the one to follow? If you don't follow it, make sure you do at team news and ticks. Broke the news on the 5th of April that Isaac was benched, and he has just retweeted that again. So that could be a hint that Isaac could be benched this evening.
He was a very popular transfer for this week, wasn't he? For Kane, people who moved early on the Kane move got Isaac in,
and rightly so. But I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it confirmed or anything yet. But we will see. We will find out in about nine minutes time if we're still online. Just before we have a look at our teams for the coming game week, just a quick message about So Rare. The revolutionary new fantasy football game where you can win tickets to a Premier League match by entering and winning our So Rare Premier League Mini League. If you enter for free via our exclusive link in the description below, in addition to your standard free cards, you will get a free limited card to enter in your team, but only if you join via the link. We're also now giving away weekly prizes such as limited cards, so jump on, have a go and see what it's all about. The very, very best of luck. And don't forget, the overall winner of our main league gets a pair of Premier League tickets, so go ahead and join in the fun for absolutely free. Rich, let's have a look at your team for the coming game week. This must be wrong because it's got Alvarez in there. It's just like a game week one, game week no, one no, team. Have you sent me the wrong graphic or?
It's not. It's one of my proposed transfer combinations because I got two free transfers this week. It was a wrench to carry through that second transfer, but I held on to it. But planning on making, I think, with this mock up, four transfers possibly this evening if there is price swings four. And stuff like that, but four transfers. Yeah, this is going to be Kane out for Alvarez, Saka out for Salah. I have Nathan Ake in my current side who's injured and doesn't look like taking any part in the double game week. So he will be going for Trent. And then I still have to sort the third Brighton position out. So this is one that favours getting Jason Steele in for Raya. Unfortunately, I still have to hang on to Kepa as the backup keeper. But that is affordable as a four move combination and gives me Alvarez as the second City player. So that's really quite punty with Alvarez in there. And at the moment, it's playing him over Watkins in this setup. Thoughts?
Wow. -8.
-8.
Yeah, I think it's fine to take big hits. Well, yeah. I think -8s are fine this week.
Yeah. So. It's 10 doublers with Trippier. So that's, I do believe, you know, and have learned, we talked about this, Fergie, from last season. I do believe you have to be strong in the double game weeks, and otherwise you just get absolutely
definitely
challenged.
And the fact, you know, we've been saying it all evening, right, that these teams are all doubling again and again and again. So it's not like you're bringing them in for 1 week either. You're setting your team up now. This five game week spell is all around optimization, right? It's not, you don't have to tinker with your team. It's just get as many in as you possibly can for this period. So I completely agree. It does look like Isaac could potentially be benched. We'll find out in 6 minutes time, but that would be, I would say it's surprising, but it is one of the reasons why some people haven't gone for Isaac in it, is when Wilson is just there, you just never know, do you? I'm surprised you haven't tried them both, and Isaac will definitely get minutes, right? He'll definitely get like 20 minutes or 25 minutes, but it's not confirmed yet. It's just people are interpreting, well, including myself, but we are interpreting based on team news and ticks tweet that Isaac could be benched. Adam, on to you next. How is your team looking for this week? And what are your plans?
Yeah, it ain't looking great. I need to make some transfers. So I'm doing, what did I say? I'm doing Chilwell can go, Martinelli can go, Kane can go. I'm bringing in Salah, Trent, Greenwood for a -4, possibly even going -8 and doing Raya to Edison.
Wow. It's a lot of transfers, yeah, it's good.
Well, I've got 0.1 to do that, so I've got to work out when I make my moves, and so I'll probably check Bruno's fit first, and I don't really want to make too many tonight, but I think I'll be annoyed if I can't make that Edison, if I'm priced out of that, so I just need to work it out. I think I'll be okay with the likes of Salah and Trent and those, but...
Yeah, I think Trent, out of all of them, Trent's closest to a rise, but there'll have to be a hell of a surge this evening, I think.
You think? Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have Edison, you will have 11 doubler as well, Adam, which is pretty nice.
10.
10, is it? Who's
10 and Trippier.
Oh, Trippier, sorry. Yeah, Trippier.
Yeah. He's as good as a doubler.
My team at the moment, it's not as strong as yours. I'm still, you know, happy with it. At the moment, I'm playing Raya. I haven't really thought about a keeper transfer, I'll be honest. I've got Lewis Dunk, Luke Shaw, and Trippier at the back. I've got Salah, March, Rashford, and Bowen. I've still got Bowen. I don't mind Bowen, actually.
Got a double, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
Double game.
Away to City, away to Palace. So, happy holding him. Haaland, at the moment, I've got it's Solanke. Home to Leeds is the only kind of saving.
You're playing Solanke.
That's a real relegation 6 points of that, isn't it?
As it stands, I am, but I haven't made any transfers yet. And I've got Watkins as well. And I've got a bench of Henry, Botman, and Martinelli. So I've got to be honest, I haven't really put a lot of thought into it yet, because obviously we're still mid game week. But looking at my team, guys, what would your thoughts be on what to do with that? I have got a million in the bank. I don't think it needs too many changes. Maybe two or three, maybe two. Any thoughts at all? You can't say wild card. Don't say wild card.
No. I'm not going to. I would do Martinelli to Mitoma. Would be the first move that I would do. Two home games. I think I like Brighton. I mean, I'd triple up on Brighton. So I'd do Martinelli to Mitoma.
Or Bowen to Mitoma. One of the two. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think Bowen's got a double, so he's a differential. Although they're both away, you could see. I think he's a sort of player that City on the break, he could sneak one. So he's in good form, so I'd keep Bowen. Okay, so then what have you got? You haven't got Trent, have you? I'd look to get Trent in for Henry. Can you do that? Could you do Mitoma to Martinelli to Mitoma and Trent to Henry?
I haven't looked, but if I can, it sounds good.
That sounds expensive. You might have to do Bowen.
We've got a million in the bank, haven't we?
I have got a million.
Okay, so you've got a million in the bank. And then what's the difference? So
Martinelli six. About one and a half.
Okay, so that'll give you 2.5 million. Yeah, we could go Robertson. That could be an option. Yeah. So maybe, or if you're going to take the third hit.
You've got the same keepers as me, mate. You could do the keeper. Steele's an option for you as well, because I'm looking at Steele.
I couldn't do Steele and Mitoma. But,
No.
But no,
you've already got Dunk, haven't you?
I would definitely do the Mitoma move, because I think that's good long term. Yeah, it's... I'm not sure.
Interestingly,
yeah. But I would do Bowen to Mitoma and Henry to Trent. It's very template. Your team would be very template.
I don't mind that. Mate. That's
not such a bad.
That. Yeah,
don't mind that for -4. My recommended transfer this week on fantasyfootballhub.co.uk says Martinelli to McAllister, but obviously I do fancy Mitoma over McAllister, so. I like the fact that, you know, it's giving a similar sort of vibe there as well. So if you haven't seen it, actually, so anyone who's watching, you haven't seen it, fantasyfootballhub.co.uk/my team, you can go import your team and it will recommend a transfer for you for this week. So yeah, mine is saying Martinelli to McAllister. I quite like the Martinelli to Mitoma. And if I have got the funds, then get an upgrade up to Trent. I think that would be quite a nice, well, let's move there for -4, kind of set me up very, very nicely for the final few game weeks indeed.
So we've got some teams if you want.
Please
them.
Do, yeah. Let's get the team news.
So Newcastle, the only main, there's only three changes I can see. So Matt Target is in for Dan Burn. So a few people might not have seen that come.
Interesting. Yeah.
The same back line as normal, same midfield. And then Almiron and Wilson are in for Murphy and Isak.
Yeah.
All
right.
I've
got the
Everton. I don't think too many people are interested in Everton, are they? But we've got Southampton and good news, Big Dom is starting.
Come on, baby. Come on, Solanke.
Big Dom. I fancy him tonight. Away games is totally different. I think he'll score tonight in a back Big Dom. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything. There's much else from an FPL perspective.
Calvert-Lewin starting for Everton? Is that going to do with FPL?
He's going to wipe out
the bottom unclean sheet, right, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's right.
Any news on the United team? Or is
no,
that
it's
later?
It's in half an hour. It's at quarter past eight, so we'll get the news for that quarter past seven. Superb, gents. That is it for us for this week. Thank you so much for everyone who's joined us in the chat. Those who will watch it back and those listening on the podcast version, your support is very, very much appreciated. We were going to try and do it after the games, but we haven't quite managed to. We thought that would be quite a bit of fun, or even during the games. But we hope you enjoyed it ahead of the double game week. Just a reminder, our My Team feature that shares your personalized recommended transfers. As you just saw then, my one was up there then, using artificial intelligence. It's now live on fantasyfootballhub.co.uk and it's free for 7 days for all to use. Go and give it a go. It's pretty insane. Members also get access to Ben Craddon's exclusive planner, the two best FPL tools combined, totally free for 7 days. We also have double game week guides, best wildcard teams, best free hit teams, everything you could possibly want to win at fantasy football at fantasyfootballhub.co.uk. Go and check it out in the top link below. We also have a Discord server. If you enjoy chatting FPL, who doesn't enjoy chatting FPL? The link is below. Come in and chat everything. It's absolutely free and it's great, great fun. We've got a fantastic community over there chatting everything FPL all the time. Adam, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Sorry, for joining us this evening. Where can people get hold of you?
On Twitter at HopToStats.
Fantastic. And Rich, thank you so much as well. Where can people get hold of you?
I'm on at Rich Clark FPL on Twitter as well.
And my handle on Twitter is at FFH_Fergie. So this podcast and video will be on the Fantasy Football Hub YouTube channel with the podcast versions available on all major podcast platforms. If you liked what you watched, please press the like button if you haven't already. Only 92 likes. Only 92 likes. Unbelievable.
Oh, one of those is mine. One of those is me.
One of those is Rich. and the rest are all my friends and family from all over South Wales.
Give us a like.
Come on, give us a like. And remember to subscribe to the channel in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you enjoyed your listen, please rate the podcast and leave a comment. We will be back next week as we look ahead to game week 35. In the meantime, the very, very best of luck for the remainder, firstly, of game week 33 and for double game week 34. And may all your arrows be green. Good night, all.